Welcome to Next Day Prep. Review today, prepare tomorrow. Let's dive in.
I mean, the S&P 500 closed flat today, but that number is hiding one of the most volatile sessions of the year. U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran, a $4 oil spike, defense stocks surging 6%, cruise lines cratering 10%. Same market, same day. So what does it actually mean when a market takes a geopolitical punch and still closes near its highs?
Yeah. I mean, that's the story right there.
Mm-hmm. The Nasdaq finished up 0.4, the Dow down 0.2, S&P flat. But you've been watching the tape all day. So, I mean, what's the one thing that number doesn't tell us?
Honestly, the intraday drama was insane. We opened down hard on the Iran headlines, right?
Oh, right.
Energy immediately spikes 2%. Oil jumps $4.
$4 in one session?
$4. And everyone's scrambling to figure out if this escalates or if it's contained. But then tech mounted this defensive comeback that basically saved the whole session. Like, the index closed near highs, but underneath, only, what is it, 50, 51% of stocks are above their 40-day moving average?
Oh, wow. I mean, wait, only half of stocks are above their 40-day moving average? That feels a lot worse than the index is letting on.
Exactly. The index is being carried by a handful of strong sectors. The average stock had a much rougher day than the headline suggests. It's like a boxer who takes a hard shot in round one, stays on his feet, finishes the round strong, but you still need to check for damage between rounds.
Yeah. Okay, so, and this is what I keep wondering, which specific setups actually work today, and why did some names surge while others got crushed in the exact same environment?
So basically, defense names were textbook. Axon up 5.5%, Northrop 6%.
6% on Northrop in one day?
6%. RTX almost 5. These continuation signals held because
the catalyst matched the thesis.
That's it. The Iran escalation directly strengthened their fundamental story. Buyers had conviction to hold through volatility because the macro tailwind was getting stronger, not weaker. And MSFT up 1.5 led the Magnificent 7 bounce. Defense and megacap tech both held up. That's why the index closed near highs.
Like, what about Nvidia?
3% recovery off 180 support on AI chip news. High quality name, fresh catalyst, known support level. Textbook bounce setup. But then you flip to travel and it's a massacre. Norwegian Cruise dropped 10.5%.
Honestly, what went wrong there?
Earnings miss, plus oil spike fueled cost fears. Double headwind. When macro and micro both turn against you, the selling doesn't just happen, it accelerates. Even UAL down 3, Delta down 2 without earnings misses. The oil spike narrative alone was enough.
Right. So it's almost like, I don't know, defense stocks were selling umbrellas in a rainstorm.
And travel stocks were trying to sell sunscreen during that same storm. Exactly.
You know what? 262 continuation signals. Should traders just take that number and run with it right now?
Well, 262 continuation versus 157 breakdown does favor upside momentum. But here's the thing. 299 reversal bullish signals tells you a lot of that strength is coming from oversold bounces, not fresh breakouts.
Huh.
The bounce is real, but it doesn't mean the ball is going to the ceiling.
Yeah. No kidding. Okay, let's look ahead. What's on the calendar tonight and tomorrow that could change the entire tone of the tape?
Right.
Look, no major after-hours movers tonight, so the fuse still burning is geopolitical. Crude settled above 71 with the Strait of Hormuz threat ongoing.
Is there any realistic scenario where tensions de-escalate overnight, or do we just have to plan around elevated risk?
Look, it's possible. Diplomatic signals could shift the tone, but you can't plan around hope. You plan for the risk that's in front of you.
Right, you plan for what's in front of you.
Here's the thing. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. EST, ISM services PMI, consensus 52.8 versus prior 53.4. This is the sticky inflation component the Fed watches most closely.
So if ISM comes in hot on top of the oil spike, that's a bad day, right?
It's a 1-2 punch. Hot print reignites rate cut delay fears on top of the oil spike inflation narrative.
On top of the oil story, yeah.
Exactly. That would crush risk assets. But a cool print? That actually provides relief, gives the market permission to rally on the tech and defense momentum already in place. And with no major earnings tomorrow, the tape is entirely at the mercy of macro and geopolitics.
So it's like a second medical opinion. The oil spike raised concerns, and this data either confirms or calms them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so let's build the actual playbook. Specific names, specific levels, and I want to know how you manage risk when headlines can move the market 1 to 2% in minutes.
AXON at 572, watching for a push above 580 resistance. Defense momentum continuation as long as Iran tensions persist. If it clears 580 on volume, that's your entry.
Right. But if Iran de-escalates overnight, doesn't that thesis evaporate pretty fast?
It softens for sure, which is why you're not loading the boat. You're taking a measured position with a defined stop. NVDA at 180 with 180 as the line in the sand.
180 is a pretty tight line. What happens if it gaps below that on the open?
You know what? Then you're out. That's the whole point of having the level. If it holds and builds above 185, swing traders have a defined risk setup with the AI catalyst wind at their back. COHR at 299, watching the 300 psychological breakout. Round numbers attract both buyers and sellers, so volume confirmation matters. And XLE testing breakout levels as crude holds above 71. If you want energy exposure without single stock volatility, that's the cleaner way to express the thesis.
Sure. You're leaning slightly bullish based on today's close, but you just told us breadth is thin and a lot of these bounces are coming from oversold conditions. How do you square that?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, totally.
I mean bullish with a short leash, not with conviction. The base case leans slightly bullish. Market close near highs, defense momentum is intact. But the Strait of Hormuz is the wild card that could flip the script fast.
So walk me through the scenarios.
Bullish, S&P holds 5150 support, tech leadership expands, oil stabilizes, lean into NVDA and tech continuation. Bearish, Iran escalates the Strait of Hormuz closure threat, oil spikes toward 80 plus.
And suddenly defense and energy are the only places to hide.
Exactly. This is not a day to be a hero with size. Trading in this environment is like driving in fog. You can still make progress, but you slow down, keep your headlights on, and be ready to break.
I keep coming back to that breadth number, 50%. The index looks fine, but half the market had a bad day. That's the thing to carry into tomorrow.
Yeah, and ISM at 10. Don't sleep on that.
Oh, man. ISM at 10. Levels are set. Stops are defined. Trade smart.
That's all for today's episode of Next Day Prep. Review today. Prepare tomorrow. See you next time.